Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another celebration, another hour of conversation about what's real, what's happening, baby. Social media star K, no, she's J. J-K-L-A-M-A. Jay Kushner is here. I'm Doug Steffen with the radio. You know what radio means, really and truly? R-A-D-I-O. R-A-D-I-O. Sounds like you could have a song. R-A-D-I-O.
D-I-O.
R-A-D-I-O. R-A-D-I-O. In Spanish, D-I-O is God. Right? You knew that in Spanish. D-O. God. So, in fact, we are the gods. R-A is radio at attention. I don't know what RA is, radio. But I just thought that thought came into my mind that would pass along for all the folks who are followers of fashion who haven't given in. Although, but I know a lot of people listen to podcasts and radio, both. I think the podcasting phenomenon is like a lot of other things. It's a phenomenon. The end of radio, when television came in, the people that were producing television or putting them on the market said, it's the end of radio, see ya, done. When Pandora came in and Spotify, end of radio, see ya. When Sirius XM came in, end of radio, see ya. When podcasting began, end of radio, see ya. Hey, guess what? There still are. Like 92% of the country listens to radio at some point every week.
Well, so, it wasn't a meme. It was somebody genuinely asking a question, but other people turned it into a meme. And this person was like, I love podcasts and all, but there should be some way when there's like breaking news or information happening in real time or a significant weather event that should be able to break in during podcasting. And a lot of people's responses were somebody needs to introduce them to radio.
Radio. Radio. Yep. Okay. And in with a focus on that, there's a big vote in Congress today. Some 40 musicians signed a letter to lawmakers urging them to pass the American Music Fairness Act. Don't you love the names of the things that go through Congress? The American Music Fairness Act, which is a proposed law that would tax radio stations as they play music. The letter came, the House Judiciary Committee scheduled a vote on whether to refer the American Music Fairness Act to the full House chamber or not. So what would you say? If you were in Congress, would you vote to tax radio stations who play the music of the musicians and without being played, most of them would not have had any success at all? And look at what Taylor Swift says about the radio. Taylor Swift says without radio, she'd be nothing. And that's true and has been.
Radio stations already have to pay to be able to play.
Right, the BMI and the ASCAP. Yes,
yeah,
right.
Exactly. So tax them instead.
Yeah.
They're the ones making money.
Bad idea. I know it sounds one-sided because I'm in the radio business, but it's not a great idea. There are a lot of radio stations that are owned by smaller companies that are having a tough time, but like all the rest of small businesses are. And so the Music First folks can take a long walk on a short pier, as far as I'm concerned. Here is the story about today. December 7th, 2022. We all know, hopefully, no matter what our age, James, you know the significance of December 7th. I'm almost afraid to ask this.
Yeah, I'm always reminded on December 7th.
Okay, all right. So, as described by President Roosevelt, a day of infamy, the day Japan attacked the United States, the day Pearl Harbor went up in flames. I have been to Pearl Harbor on this day, mostly to acknowledge my great uncle for whom I am named. His name was Dudley Walker Morton. He was the commander of the USS Wahoo, a submarine in the Pacific Fleet that in the first half of the war sunk more Japanese tonnage than any other sub in the fleet. And that all started on this day in 1941 when 4,200 people died in the attack on the Hawaiian Islands. Hundreds of aircraft destroyed or damaged, and servicemen killed. The surprise attack that some people think wasn't really a surprise because we were trying to get into World War II anyway. I think I told you the story the other day, didn't I? On Monday we were talking about Japan invading China because they wanted oil and other natural resources. And then the whole business of what was going on in Europe in 1939, the whole business, it was you know, something that had to be, I guess, much as anything else. The United States at the time was in peace talks with Japan when they sent their 350 warplanes to attack Pearl Harbor. So there are very few of you listening right now who will remember this speech, but hopefully in history classes, hopefully in many different in podcasts even, or on the radio. I don't know if somebody else would take the 4 minutes to play this speech in its entirety, but I'm going to right now. Here is President Franklin D. Roosevelt declaring war on December 7th.
Senators and representatives, I have the distinguished honor of presenting the President of the United States.
Mr. Vice President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to American naval and military forces. I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost. In addition, American ships have been reported torpedoed on the high seas between San Francisco and Honolulu. As Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, I have directed that all measures be taken for our defense. But always will our whole nation remember the character of the onslaught against us. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory. I believe that I interpret the will of the Congress and of the people when I assert that we will not only defend ourselves to the uttermost, but will make it very certain that this form of treachery shall never again endanger us. Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph. So help us God.
That's the sum and substance of how Roosevelt presented the national situation and where we went after that was right straight to war. What reminds me of the stuff that my uncle did and others who were involved in this, the people who were out at sea during all of this, that there were a lot, all of our flat tops, aircraft carriers were out in the Pacific, and so they didn't get what the Arizona got and so many other ships got in the harbor there. I think to myself as I listen to that, and I don't, you know what happens now? Everybody apologizes for their thoughts because they're worried about offending somebody. I don't really give a damn if anybody's offended or not by this, frankly. If you compare Roosevelt, who was pretty much a socialist, he was the one responsible for a lot of things that we have today, like Social Security, and a lot of people at the time didn't like it, but the same people love it now. So, anyway, I look at back as a history buff and as a political science major in college. One of my majors was political science. And I compare Roosevelt and his leadership to George Bush and his leadership after September 11th, which was the second most awful day in the history of our country. And I think to myself, I'm just giving you I gave you the story, and my thoughts are it was a good thing Roosevelt was president and not George Bush back on December 7th, 1941. 18 after, this is Good Day on Pearl Harbor Day.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now 23 after the hour in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Wednesday morning, December the 7th. There are other things going on, a lot of other things going on that as usual we want to have in our focus, including the things that are trending on social media, which you can respond to. Our social media addresses, Facebook and Instagram, is Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it is Good Day On Air. Help yourself to comments about questions that Jay may ask or things that are on your mind, including thinking about your own life and times and whether or not you have ever been in a position to be stalked. That's the situation with Kelly Clarkson, about which we will discuss the ramifications after this. All right, gentlemen, it's time for you to think about Christmas and what to give her. The next best thing to wearing nothing at all. That's what you give her. Soft, silky, natural nude pajamas. Exclusively available at Pajamagram. Sensuous, smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her soft skin. Better than lingerie, even. The texture, the touch of these pajamas. So seductive that you'll love them, you'll feel them, you'll want to touch them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas, and you can order them right now. Why not? Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie in your order. $75 savings on the best-selling holiday gift. Order today, free $75 nightie. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping. Free gift packaging. Go to Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Doug Steffen sent you. She's very likable. And maybe she's too likable, according to what's going on at her home. Some strange man is showing up. The police are investigating. So, Jay, what's your read on this? As she talks about the people, you know, we all have had, you just asked me whether I've had stalkers, and I have had over the years. This is not about me, it's about her. This fellow trespassing on her property.
Yeah, surveillance videos have caught it. The police don't know who this man is. She has said that she has never met him in her life. She doesn't recognize him. They're trying to figure out who he is so that the LAPD can talk to him, decide whether or not to make an arrest, get a restraining order, if there's a mental health services that need to be involved.
Yes.
He's coming up to her house.
The answer to that question is yes.
And leaving gifts.
Yeah, those people always need, the people that I have encountered face to face over the years, they all needed help Even if they really like, they're not going to do you any harm, it still is unsettling to have this. And I wonder whether she lives in a gated community or she has some you'd like to think these people could live normal lives and wouldn't have to worry about what was going on, in terms of who's coming to their front door, who's on the porch. Your children are at the house, so what are you thinking about that?
Exactly. And she has children. And a lot of times if these celebrities are not living in a gated community, they still have fences and gates around their homes.
Yeah.
But they want to find out if this is just an overzealous fan, that means no harm, no ill will, or if this could get worse.
Mm-hmm. I've had friends, I remember, and I say this lovingly and acknowledgingly, Ed McMahon and I were great friends the last 10, 12 years of his life, and I remember whenever I went to see him up in the Hollywood Hills, gated community, you had to have ID, you had to be able to get in, and there were gates because he lived like across the street from Paul Anka, he lived next door to Britney Spears at the time, and so, there are lots of crazies that try to get into those places for whatever the reason, maybe with no ill intention, but it's just, you should have your privacy. So anyway, hopefully this gets settled out, if you will, for Kelly Clarkson, who sings a mean Christmas song. It's 28 after. This is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. As eccentric as this may sound, and heaven forbid that I should ever be called eccentric, our pets know when we are not feeling well, even before we do. Even when our pets may not be close with certain family members, when those family members are not feeling well, somehow our pets know and hang around that person. For example, my grandfather, who was not an animal lover and thought perhaps I needed psychiatric help, became very ill towards the end. And towards that end, the dogs and cats living at my mom's house that had never spent any time near him until the day before he died, that evening they actually slept in his room. The bonds they build with special needs children and adults, the bond between seniors and the senior pets, all of this is in their ability to read us, physically, mentally, and spiritually, and anticipating our needs before we even know what those needs are. I hear this all the time, how the dog or cat will not leave my side when I'm not feeling well, or how they'll go into a room a day or two before someone passes on. They know, watch your dog or cat carefully, they understand what we don't. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff. Skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
To utter the four most powerful words ever spoken in a democracy, the people have spoken.
After record-breaking early voting last week and roughly 1.4 million Georgians voting on Tuesday, they have put Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock into the Senate. The Democrats now have the majority, 51-49. The COVID-19 vaccine mandate for members of the U.S. military could come to an end under the defense bill heading for a vote this week in Congress. South Korean lawmakers on Wednesday are preparing to order more truckers to return to work as their national strike entered 2 weeks. The South Korean government has failed to achieve a breakthrough in negotiations with truckers whose strike is based on an income guarantee program. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control.
Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Guitar. Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind.
Chuckles Berry. Run, run, Rudolph.
Run, Rudolph.
Let's go get him. 34 at the hour. Hard to say December 7th without saying Pearl Harbor Day. And so I will say each time I say December 7th, because you're thinking it, I'm going to say it. Also, the birthday of James Collins, who is at the controls in our studio in Dallas, been with us for a few months. So Jay and I wish you a happy birthday, James. Many happy, what is it? They say many happy returns of the day, which means hopefully you'll have lots of birthdays and can live to be an old curmudgeon like me. That'll be good. Thing for you to do, you can aspire to that, right? Hello.
That's my dream. That's my
keep,
dream.
Yes, right. I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure it's your dream.
Yeah.
Right. Just keep chugging along. All right. So there's some good news. There's some other good news. There's a new study out, Jay, today that finds that natural hair loss is natural. Excuse me. Well, maybe it goes a little further than that. Natural hair loss supplements, some of them may actually work. Da-da-da-da-da.
That is good news.
So let's see here. Pumpkin seed oil is on the list. Zinc. Some other nutritional supplements as well. They help you with your hair loss, according to new research that comes from the Journal of the American Medical Association. Researchers here in Boston have reviewed a number of different studies. Some had men that were actually participating, and then others had women as the focus. Another one looked at hair loss in children, found nutritional supplements with the best potential benefits. A few of the brands include, well, there's some of the, there are hair loss brands that I've tried some. I have a little spot in the back of my head I don't like. It's been, McFadden used to tease me about it all the time many years ago. And, of course, if you can't see it, you don't,
yeah,
you don't pay much attention to it.
Yeah, how often are you looking at the back of your head?
Exactly, unless you're a real vain a file, and then you stand in front of the mirror and get a mirror behind your head. And only time I ever see is when I go to a good barber shop, and at the end of the haircut, they say, "Hey, you want to look in the mirror to see how it looks in the back?" Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, there are a lot of different drugs that are on the market. This would be a good question to ask Dr. Ken. I think I will do that because Ken Kronos is one of the doctors that's associated with our program. Plus, he has the weekend show, the Good Day Health program. And we focus on lots of things, these studies, that sort of thing. So we'll do that. I think, though, the good news is you can do some research and see what it is. Actually, Jack would be good on this, too, because he's big.
Yeah, because when they talk about supplements, and a lot of times it's our body missing key nutrients.
Yeah, right.
Postpartum hair loss. A lot of people are experiencing, myself included, COVID-19, that hair loss. And it's a lot.
Yeah, I think it's distracting. I think you see or you feel it's natural or normal for men to lose their hair. And then a lot of men these days are shaving their head, like the winner of the Georgia runoff, Reverend Warnock. He has shaved his head. I think, is it more often black men shave their head? I know a couple of guys that I work with. Who one of them is Italian. Maybe it doesn't make much difference.
Yeah, I think it's just where the patch
how your head
is,
looks,
where the baldness is, and a lot of times they cut it closer to the head, or if not, shave it to kind of hide it. And a lot of women I know, like older women, their hair will be so thin that they'll start wearing wigs.
Yeah, right. A lot of people do that. Toupees, you see that sort of thing. There are those people who are very bald, and they wash their hair with this kind of soap that makes their hair shiny, which I think is okay. A shiny head. Right, what's going on in that head of yours? So anyway, there's some good news for those of you who are bald or are balding. All right, now to the Warnock win in Georgia. The Democrats now have a little more of an edge in the Senate. Let's see, they have, what, two more than a majority. I think that's how it shakes out right now. But anyway, the Senate map. Things will change. It'll be interesting to see with the presidential election in 2024. Here we are already. We're just barely huffing and puffing our way from the 2022 election, and we are the only country in the world that does this. Do you realize that? We're the only place in the world, but who, you know, I suppose people say, what difference does it make? That we are constantly in election mode. Always. Mm-hmm. Everybody's running for something. Who's going to run? You know, it's just, I think it's crazy. There are a lot of, Walker's been dogged by lots of scandals, and I don't need to go back through them again, in my estimation. And actually, the number two Republican in Georgia said it best. The lieutenant governor there, Jeff Duncan, was out and about this past weekend speaking against his own party's candidate. Herschel Walker is the nation's worst GOP candidate, and be remembered not only now from the current, but over the history of the party. And I think there's something to be said for that. Now, he's got three children out of wedlock, right? Isn't it at least three? Not that that disqualifies him, but, you think about who would, is he, I'd want to know whether he's taking care of them. But again, it's just, Warnock is a pastor of a church, the Ebenezer Baptist Church, and so that'll be interesting. There were a lot of, Walker tried to make him look bad because of some connection with a low-income apartment building that had a lot of tenants in it. At this point, the election's over, and Warnock wins. And so we move on. And just as I said before, this is an indication of the split even among parties, because most of the people I know who were Republicans that studied this situation thought Herschel Walker was at best an embarrassment and at worst just a really unqualified, unthinkable candidate, frankly. How he got as far as he did is a mystery to a lot of people who are watching this pretty closely.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like it was a landslide ending. I mean...
No, right? It wasn't. Yeah, it was close.
It was very close call.
Yep, it was. All right, speaking of controversial politicians, Donald Trump and his companies were convicted yesterday on all of the charges in the Manhattan criminal tax fraud case. This was a jury trial, convicted a couple of the companies that he owns on charges of tax fraud. And so now, how many different investigations are going on? How many legal matters are shadowing this guy? And yet, I'm going to go out there. He'll claim that it was all a ruse. It's all people don't love him. It's kind of like everybody is always after me.
To a degree, it kind of... You know, maybe sometimes it is legitimate. And other times it does seem it's a witch hunt. Now, it is important to state that Trump was not charged in this specific case.
Personally.
Here in the courtroom or anything like that. Yeah, it's the Trump company.
But see, the Trump haters will use this. See, we told this guy's no good. He shouldn't be friends. We all know that. We all know how you feel. We all get it. We know that it is as it is. And so, you know, the other side of it is... You'd like to say, give it a rest. The problem is that Trump will not let you rest, will not let it go away, because he keeps hammering away at stuff that is it's frustrating to have the oxygen taken out of the room this way. It is. I just find it, I pay little attention to what he says anymore, even though people say to me, well, you're a radio host. Aren't you supposed to talk about him? No, I don't have to if I don't want to, and I don't want him. There's nothing good that comes out. Or you can say, well, look at all good he did when he was president. He did do a lot of good. And if you could take his personality, if we could erase that from the ledger, he did a lot of good things. There were a lot of things that are much more to my liking that he's done than what Biden has done, frankly. But he shoots himself in the foot and every other part of his body by opening his big yap and doing the nasty, silly things, argumentative things, because he's so insecure. You know, think about what you've done, the good job you've done, and let that be... What is your epitaph? Because he's not winning again. He's not. He's not going to win.
I don't know.
Lucky to win the Republican nomination.
I would not gamble on this one way or the other.
No. Well, you know me. I'm pretty... it doesn't make a difference. I'll stick my arm out. My leg out. Stick my neck out. The situation... You know, somebody sent me a note yesterday and said, I haven't talked enough about the potential rail shutdown. And I guess I thought that I did on a couple of occasions, talking about unions and how they've got a lot of, you know, the country, the Congress by the short hairs. That may be a crude way of putting it, but it kind of is that way. And how the unions got it to the point where all their contracts, the 12 contracts they have with various unions, all come up at the same time. That's a real good way to force either a settlement or a showdown or to shut the country down. And so... As I was looking at what Congress did, the fact that Congress had to be involved in this as much as they are, it's almost like we have a national rail system that Congress runs. It's almost like, even though it's privately owned, the Congress of the United States seems to have the final word because of the way some of these contracts are written and because of the way the federal legislation that protects us from a rail shutdown, because that brings, you think we got problems now, all of the American food and agricultural products, everything in the nation, run one way or another, runs on the rails. You know, then sometimes it's transferred to trucks and that sort of stuff. But the bulk of things that we consume are shipped on rail cars. And some of the stuff's shipped by air, very expensive. Some of it's shipped by truck, that's pretty expensive too. But raw materials, essential things that keep our country going, The delivery, if it's stopped, brings the country to a standstill. It does. And the unions know it. That's why they, and then they go lobby their union organizers, lobby before Congress, you know, 12% raise here and 14% there. And so we all pay. Right? That's the reality of all of this. We all pay. You want to live in America? You pay the price, whatever it is.
A lot of prices.
Yeah, right.
Income tax,
exactly.
Property tax, sales tax.
Yeah, taxes up. Look at your phone bill from Verizon, and look at all of the federal taxes and fees that are on there. It's at least 12, depending on the state, 14. It's an outrage. How we continue, they do a little at a time. That's why you don't notice it. There's a little fee there, there's a little tax there. It's this, a little here, a little there, and it doesn't seem, you don't notice it. It's not like there was a big, like, we're going to increase your taxes, although here in my community, the real estate taxes have gone up. It's not supposed to go over 2%. A year, but it's like 3.5% this year because and people blame it on the current mayor. No, it was the previous administration that messed things up.
Mm-hmm.
But again, little goes a long way, and sometimes that's what happens. All right, food for thought always here on Good Day at 48 After.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. I mean both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, cause my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools?
It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Farm, food, and family time at 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner looking into what's happening in the food department and how your family can be affected by, in this case, another recall, the recall of the day, frozen raspberries. The cases of James Farm frozen raspberries have been tested by the FDA, and they find hepatitis A, which is very unusual, frankly.
Mm-hmm. Not the presence of E. coli and bacteria normally.
Nope. So if you have any James Farm branded frozen raspberries, you bring it back to the store and you get your money back. These are often used not only and sold not only in supermarkets, but they're used in restaurants as well. Restaurant Depot sells them. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, Delaware. I bought a lot of stuff at Restaurant Depot for the farm. So this is kind of like going into Costco for food. That's what the restaurants all get their stuff in these places. So there are thousands of cases of James Farms frozen raspberries that have their product of chili, it says on them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Just look. And frankly, if you're concerned, because sometimes you never know by looking at the label whether they came from this place or not, because some stores put their own labels on them. So if you have any frozen raspberries, I'd be on the safe side. Bring them back to the store and get your money back. That would be what I would do. Okay. Now, some restaurant news. Kind of up the same alley, TGI Friday's mozzarella sticks. They don't seem to, they don't have any mozzarella. I love these
guys.
False
advertisement. It's better.
So TGI Friday's is suing the people that supply them with mozzarella sticks because there isn't any mozzarella cheese in them. How about that? boys and girls. So the now, the next time you go to TGI Fridays, make sure, how do you know whether it's real mozzarella or not when they put all that crust and fry these things? You know, who knows?
Well, yeah, well I think probably at the restaurants they are, but these are the frozen ones at grocery stores. And we keep seeing this a lot where consumers are looking at the boxes, and if there's anything mislabeled, people are quick. Like, with the, what was it, the beer that didn't have tequila in it that claimed to be Rita's, kind of like a margarita.
Yeah, and there's a suit there.
Mac and cheese or whatever that said it was made and ready in 3.5 minutes, and they're like, nope, that's only the microwave time. Doesn't include actually putting everything together and stirring it. And
yeah. Now, interestingly enough, this is not being brought by TGI Fridays, but a husband and wife, Joseph and Amy, or Amy Joseph and her husband, have sued in Illinois court for consumer fraud and deceptive trade practices. And so this
really
affects all 50 states.
Cheese is not mozzarella cheese. It's cheddar cheese. But at least it's cheese. How many times do we see something that claims to be cheese and it's not cheese? There
is
no cheese product in it.
American cheese, Kraft American cheese, is neither American nor is it cheese. So there you go. It's leftover waste that came. I've told this story 100 times, but I've told it once. But I found this out, that they ship for the Russians. They are doing it now. I don't know where we're getting cheese from now. But they used to take bags and plastic bags of whey and put them on container ships and send them over here from Russia. It's goat. It's the remains of processing goat cheese and their cheese over there, but they had so much of it that they sent it here. And Kraft was happy to buy it and make it into something that isn't what they said it was. Okay, also in the restaurant news, a Golden Girls pop-up restaurant opening in New York City this week. How about that? Golden Girls from the 80s. Step into the world of Sophia, Blanche, Rose, and Dorothy. Opens up today in Manhattan, serving classic meals inspired by the show. Were they all cookers there? They all
I think it was at the at the end of every episode, they're always eating cheesecake, and or whenever anything goes wrong, and they're always up in the middle of the night eating cheesecake. And
that's
the cool thing about this pop up restaurant is it kind of resembles the kitchen.
Oh. So the average ticket for this experience is $40. So if you go, where in New York is this? It's gotta be easy to find. It's got to be in Manhattan.
Yeah, New York
in the main
somewhere.
Part of Manhattan, right. But they also have them in Beverly Hills, California. They're going to open them in Miami, San Francisco, Chicago. How about that? So if you have on your bucket list, you want to go to the Girls pop-up restaurant, then plan the trip. Now you can go to New York or any of these other cities. It's amazing the cult following that some of these shows have. So that's very cool. Good info. 59 past the hour on the information-heavy Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.